Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to take a musical trip to the South Seas, we'll get tied up, have a set of songs about some gals, go for a drive, and even though it's not his birthday, Walter Krauss Grill gets his own segment. With the Labor Day weekend now history, summer is unofficially over, but the weather is still warm, kids are back in school, and vacation destinations are not as crowded, theoretically anyway. So what do you say we take advantage of all of that and take a little musical trip to the South Seas? Here's Les Stevens, Clover Gardens Orchestra.
Nobody knows I'm craving for love. dressed in my seaweed clothes. My heart cries out to those on every ship that goes. I'm craving for love. I could be true to one and care for none but only one. Until he comes to me, I'll always be the lonely one. They call me South Sea Rose. I'm fickle, they suppose. It seems nobody knows I'm craving for love.
Thank you. There lives a maid down in the South Sea Isles. Her hair is brown and eyes roll round, and she'll greet you with a smile. And when she says Malula, they do the hula, that's the only place for me. How happy I will be, 'cause I've got a gal named Pilipopo. She's the queen of the South Sea Isles. She's the kind that sets you wild. She always wears a smile. I keep an eye on Pilipopo, 'cause sometimes she likes to flirt, especially when she wears a native skirt. And all the boys follow her round. Oh, when she starts to wiggle, they start to giggle. She'll put you in the trance with the South Sea dance. 'Cause I've got a gal named Pilipopo. She's the queen of the South Sea Isles.
Well, since that was supposedly a South Seas set, I figured I should include at least one record that actually sounded tropical. And it was by someone who actually had some connection to the South Seas. That was King Benny Nawahi, credited on the label of that Madison 78 as Hawaiian Guitars with Vocal Chorus, and a Benny Nawahi composition, My Girl from the South Sea Isles, recorded in December of 1929. Before that were three decidedly non-Hawaiian artists. We began with Les Stevens' Clover Gardens Orchestra and South Sea Eyes. That Pathé Actuel 78 was made in New York on April 2, 1923, and South Sea Eyes was written by Harry Axt. The Clover Gardens was a ballroom on the 6th floor of the Grand Central Palace, located on Lexington Avenue between 46th and 47th Streets. Billed as the world's largest and most luxurious ballroom, the dance floor covered an area of approximately an acre, could accommodate 4,000 dancers, and was shaped, as you might guess from the name, like a four-leaf clover. To provide refreshments for dancers, it was equipped with four elaborate soda fountains installed by the L. Barth & Son Company, established in 1868. They manufactured and installed restaurant and club equipment in the finest hotels around the world. The 13-story Grand Central Palace was built in 1911 and was New York's principal exhibition hall for over 40 years. Unfortunately, it was demolished in 1963. Next, it was George Olsen and his music with Mrs. George Olsen, Ethel Schutte, stealing the vocal honors on South Sea Rose. That Victor recording was take 6 and made in the Hal Roach Studios in Culver City on November 3, 1929. I say Ethel stole the vocal honors because a few days earlier, on October 27th, the band had recorded South Sea Rose with Fran Fry as vocalist, but those takes, 1, 2, and 3, were rejected. South Sea Rose was composed by Abel Baer with the lyric by L. Wolfe Gilbert, and was followed by South Sea Island Magic. That was Art Shaw and his new music with Peg LaCentra singing the Lyle Tomerlin lyric to Andy Iona Long's tune on August 6, 1936. I believe that's the first time we've had Peg LaCentra on the show. Singer and actress Margarita Maria Francesca LaCentra was born April 10, 1910 in Boston. She sang with the orchestras of Dick McDonough, Benny Goodman, Victor Young, and Johnny Green, but made very few recordings, and those only with Shaw. In 1939, she had her own Peg LaCentra show on NBC, and in the 40s appeared in a number of films dubbing non-singing actresses. She died at her home in Los Angeles of a heart attack on June 1, 1996. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For this next segment, we're going to engage in a little bondage.
What?
Oh, just listen.
Thank you.
really love her so, but she must never know my hands are tied. And I can also tell she cares for me as well, but my hands are tied. For she gave her heart and hand to someone else who feels so proud. He's as dear to me as she is, and 3 years a crowd. He'll say, let's drink a toast to one I love the most when we're alone. And so I don't intend to hurt the dearest friend that I've ever known. There's but one thing I can see now, it's up to me now to step aside. For there's only room for two, what else am I to do? My hands are tied.
Smith Ballou, credited on the label of that Crown 78 as Buddy Blue and His Texans, with Tie a Little String Around Your Finger, written by Seymour Simons. That recording was made in February of 1931 and was preceded by violinist Joe Sudi and his orchestra with My Hands Are Tied, recorded in Hollywood on February 21, 1939. My Hands Are Tied was written by Sam H. Stept. And we began that bondage set with the American Recording Corporation Studio Band, credited on the label of that perfect 78 as Chick Bullock and his orchestra, and Tie Me to Your Apron Strings Again. The vocalist was, of course, Chick Bullock, but that great clarinet solo at the end was by Sid Trucker. Tie Me to Your Apron Strings Again was written by Joe Goodwin and Larry Shea, and that recording was made in New York on August 15, 1935. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to posts to the Facebook page or website, postal mail, and email, you can now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions, or make comments about the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78s, or 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, and I'll do my best to personally answer. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Last week I played Dream House by Abe Lyman and mentioned that it had also been recorded by Walter Krausgrill's Balkanades Orchestra. Well, guess what? Here's Walter Krausgrill's Balkanades Orchestra making their Triple R debut.
I built a dream house, cozy little dream house. Happiness is there, hiding everywhere you will find. Preacher man is waiting, folks are congregating. All it needs is your yes, I'll do the rest. There's a pretty blue room, cozy bride and groom room. Roses round the door, you will love it more every day. And though there's room enough for you and me, someday there may be tea for three in that little dream house that I built for you. Thank you. meeting. Say that I love not in vain, dear. Calm my wild heart that's beating. Sarita, oh, I want you near.
You have the entire recorded output of Walter Krauss Grill's Balconades Orchestra. We started with Dream House and ended with Sarita. I've already told you who wrote Dream House, and if you don't remember, go back and listen to last week's show. But Sarita was written by Lucille Burton and Jesse G.M. Glick. Both of those recordings were made in Los Angeles on May 5, 1928, and were issued on the OK label. On the ledger card, the name of the vocalist is illegible and so might be Charles Dunn or Dan, or possibly Charles W. Hamp, who sang on the previous Matrix. Balconades refers to the Balconades Ballroom, which was located on Market Street in San Francisco and later became Wallahan's Ballroom, named after bandleader, composer, and songwriter John Wallahan. In 1930, Walter Krauss Grill and his music were appearing at San Francisco's El Patio Ballroom, located at Market and Van Ness, billed as America's Finest Ballroom, and which in 1968 became Fillmore West when concert promoter Bill Graham took it over. In between the Krauss Grill recordings, we heard Nathan Glance and his orchestra and Smilin' from a Jeanette 78 made in March of 1922. Why? Well, because Smilin' was co-written by Walter Krauss Grill, K-R-A-U-S-G-R-I-L-L, Richard Coburn, Vincent Rose, and the aforementioned John Wallahan. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. We're also on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. Last week I played Somebody Stole My Gal by Ted Lewis. Now, for some reason, my wife just hates the word gal. I don't know why, but then again I have my own set of ordinary words I'm not fond of. Words like, well, never mind. There are, however, lots of vintage songs about gals, so not to annoy my wife, but just because there are some nice vintage songs about them, here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about gals, beginning with Willie the Lion Smith. Thank you.
nobody's gonna keep me away from a gal, and nobody's gonna take her from me. I'm gonna keep my eye on the best friend and pal. I'm gonna see that he lets her be. I had a hard time getting the one that I got, and I'm gonna see that she's no forget-me-not. Nobody's gonna keep me away from a gal, and nobody's gonna take her from me.
Dainty thing with a big engagement ring, you're seeing my regular gal. And if her eyes are baby blue and they seem to smile at you, you're seeing my regular gal. If she's kind, if she's sweet to the kiddies on the street, you're seeing my regular pal. And if you see that certain she strolling on and on with me, you're seeing my regular gal. Thank you.
a terrific record is that? Ben Sullivan and his orchestra, credited on that Vocalion issue as the Kensington Serenaders, with My Regular Gal. The vocalist on that February 25, 1927 recording was Ben Sullivan himself. Harry Warren composed the tune and Bud Green wrote the words. Before that, it was the Monarch Orchestra, led by Harry Reaser, who did double duty playing banjo on Nobody's Gonna Keep Me Away From My Gal. Tom Stacks provided the vocal on that September 3, 1926, Vocalion 78. We begin with Willie Smith, the Lion, and his Cubs. That's how it's shown on the label, not Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs, with Streamline Gal from April 23, 1935. The Cubs were Ed Allen on cornet, Cecil Scott on clarinet, and Willie Williams playing the washboard. Streamline Gal was written by Smith, Scott, and Williams.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, we had a residential segment to celebrate our granddaughter and grandson-in-law's first house, and a few days ago, our younger granddaughter called with her own exciting news. Almost exactly 4 years ago, her older sister got her very own first car, and now it's Allison's turn. She was baffled to find a set of keys in the mailbox and pretty much in a state of shock when she found out they were to a car for her. So, with congratulations and best wishes to Allison for many miles of safe and carefree motoring, here's a set of automobile songs and a completely different set from that played for Miranda, beginning with Clifford Hayes' Louisville Stompers.
Thank you. In a few days, the Chevrolet Motor Company will announce a great new car. We believe it is unquestionably the finest motor car this company has ever designed or built. Chevrolet's success has been due largely to the loyalty of its owners. Therefore, we are giving you this advance information so that you can arrange to be one of the first to experience the thrills of driving this new car. And when we say thrills, we mean just that. You will get the thrill of a smooth 60-horsepower six-cylinder engine with a speed of 65 to 70 miles per hour. The thrill of driving the first and only low-priced car with both simplified freewheeling and the silent shift synchromesh transmission. You will get the thrill of ultra-modern styling in smart new bodies by Fisher. And finally, the thrill of Chevrolet's greater comfort, durability, and economy at prices among the lowest at which motor cars are sold. So take advantage of this advance information to Chevrolet owners. And whether or not you intend to buy, arrange to drive this new car yourself and learn firsthand why Chevrolet is truly the great American value for 1932.
Thank you.
The Georgia Melodians with She's Driving Me Wild from a Vertical or Hill and Dale Edison disc, which accounts for the extra long 4 minutes and 20 seconds of that July 28, 1925 recording. She's Driving Me Wild was written by Buddy Fields and Gerald Marks. Before that was an advertising record mailed to Chevrolet owners in late 1931 titled The Great American Value for 1932, announcing the new 1932 Chevrolet automobiles. The announcer on that 4-inch record manufactured by the Durium Products Corporation, which made Hit of the Week records, is possibly Tom Stacks. I certainly hope that Allison doesn't encounter any automobile blues, but we started the set with violinist Clifford Hayes' Louisville Stompers and his composition, Automobile Blues. You also heard Earl Hines on piano on that February 5, 1929 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.